Okay, at this time I'd like to recognize Alderman Laredo to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Good evening. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen from Monday, March 19th. Just want to let everybody know that on your desks this evening that there's an invitation to the latest CPA birthday event for Wauban, Newton Highlands, and Newton Upper Falls. That's on your desks tonight. And I just want to let everybody know that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. Happy belated St. Patrick's Day to all. I hope everyone celebrated over the weekend. Not too hard. At this time, I'll begin our first call of reports, and I'll recognize the chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hess Mahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Top of the evening to you. The report of the Land Use Committee this evening begins on page 65 of the report's docket. Petition number 416-11, KJR Inc., Joseph Bontempo. Petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming use to expand the seating capacity of an existing restaurant by 15 seats to allow for an outdoor roofed patio at 7 West Street, Ward 1, Nonantum, on land known as SBL 14-14-41, containing approximately 2,850 square feet of land in a district zone multi-residence 2. A public hearing was held and closed on that item, and the item was, or petition, excuse me, was approved by a vote of 8-0. Petition number 10-12, DT Arco LLC, Arachi Realty Trust, petition for a special permit site plan approval to relocate an existing two-family dwelling and construct a new structure containing two additional attached dwelling units for a total of 4 attached dwellings in 2 structures at 37 Elm Street, West Newton, Ward 3, on land known as SBL 332320, containing approximately 25,000 square feet of land in a district zone multi-residence 1. Public hearing was held and closed on that item and was approved by a vote of 8-0. Moving along to page number 66 of the report's docket, we have petition number 42-12, Bloomingdale's Department Stores, Inc., petition for a special permit site plan approval for a 5-year permit for a temporary tent to hold an annual rug sale in May and the temporary displacement of approximately 90 parking spaces and associated waiver for the event at 175 Boylston Street, Ward 7 in Chestnut Hill. That the public hearing was held and closed on that, and it was approved by a vote of 6-0. Moving down the page to petition number 43-12, Grace Connolly, a petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to construct an attached garage and two-story addition, increasing the floor area ratio to 0.48, where 0.40 is allowed by right at 1841 Commonwealth Avenue, Ward 4, Aubendale, on land known as SBL 4342, containing approximately 8,475 square feet of land in a district zone single residence 2. Public hearing was held and closed on that item and was approved by a vote, excuse me, of 7-0. Petition number 56-12, One Wells Avenue Limited Partnership, requesting an amendment to the 1968 Wells Avenue Restrictive Covenant to allow a graduate school of professional psychology, a nonprofit use, to be operated by the Massachusetts School of Professional Psychology to locate in an existing building at 1 Wells Avenue. That was approved by a vote of 6-0, with Alderman Laredo recused from that vote. I would just point out to the members of the board, this is not a special permit, so only a majority of those present and voting tonight are required to approve it. It is a deed restriction amendment. And that is, I believe, the report of the Land Use Committee tonight. However, I would ask to be recognized to assign a public hearing at this time.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Public hearing to be assigned for April 10, 2012. Petition number 62-12, Charlotte N. Duhamel and Gregory P. Leichel. Petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure by adding a 3.5-story addition to the rear of an existing single-family dwelling, increasing the floor area ratio from a legally non-conforming 0.54 to 0.66, where 0.41 is allowed by right at 43 Hillside Street, Ward 3 West Newton, on land known as SBL 52104, containing approximately 8,365 square feet of land in a district zoned single residence 2, and that is the report of the Land Use Committee tonight, and I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee report begins on page 67, and there are two items to report out this evening. Docket item 399-11, parens 2, James H. Mitchell, 83 Countryside Road, Newton Center, being reappointed as an associate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term to expire February 1, 2013. This was approved 6-0, and this will be with a letter to the mayor because he will be stepping down from the Licensing Commission as soon as the replacement can be found. Then docket item 390-11, parens 2, William McLaughlin, 117 Hammond Street, Newton, being appointed as a full member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term of office, filling the full member position vacated by Selma H. Ehrman, Esquire, to expire on September 30th, 2012, and this was approved 6-0. I would like to remind the board that this Thursday at 7:15 is the public hearing on the Riverside zoning item, and I would encourage you all to attend. It's a complex item, and my anticipation is that we will be probably voting it out of committee soon, and I'd like to have as many members here to understand the complexity of the item. Before I close, President Lennon, I have one item that's late file, and I'd like a suspension of the rules.
The chair has asked for a suspension of the rules to accept the late file docket item. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead.
Okay, this is item 64-12, Alderman Hesmahan requesting an amendment to Newton Revised Ordinances, section 30-24F8B, to clarify the inclusionary zoning preference provisions for initial occupancy of units for households displaced by the development thereof and for units to serve households that include persons with disabilities. And that ends the report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 67 and continues to page 68, but all items were held. But I did want to take the opportunity to remind my colleagues and the public that the public hearing that was held last meeting, item number 297-11, parens 3, will be continued.
Thank you very much. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have a suspension of the rules, Mr. President, at this time, so I can refer item 59-12 and item 60-12 back to the committee. I've spoken with the docketer, and we are going to gain more information through the state contingency regarding these two items, and I think rather than follow through with these, it'd be best if we sent them back to committee.
Okay, the chairman has asked for a motion be made. You're going to pull the committee instead of approving the resolution. You want to recommit.
That's correct.
Okay, a motion be made and seconded to suspend the rules to pull the committee to substitute recommittal for approval. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead and pull the committee.
Okay, Public Safety and Transportation, to refer it back 59-12 and 60-12. 8-0.
Great. Thank you.
And that concludes the report for this evening, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, we have the Public Facilities Committee report. I understand our dear chairman is a little bit under the weather this evening. He's a little hoarse, That was the reason why I made that comment earlier tonight about partying over the weekend. So the vice chair is going to give the report. Alderman Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 69 with item 41-12, National Grid petitioning for a grant of location to install and maintain approximately 125 feet of gas main easterly from the existing 4-inch gas main at the intersection of Broken Tree Road to provide service to 131 Old Farm Road, approved 7-0. And then 116-10, Alderman Crossley and Hesmahan requesting discussion regarding status of ESCO weatherization audit, focusing on building envelope retrofits proposed for Phase 2 and Phase 3 of the NORESCO work, and coordinating those efforts to inform decision-making on related capital expenditures. That item was voted no action necessary, 7-0. That is because we held a similar but broader item in committee. And then there's item number 126-09, Alderman Lappin requesting an update on the status of repairs and rental of the Kennard Estate. That item was voted no action necessary, 8-0. Mr. President, I'd like to be recognized to announce a public hearing.
Please do so, Madam Vice Chair.
A public hearing to be assigned for April 11, 2012. Item number 71-12, Boston College petitioning for grant of location to remove pole numbers 4041 through 40415, a total of 15 utility poles, along the east side of College Road to install the following. A 1,150 feet duct bank within College Road from the intersection of Hammond Street and College Road northerly, thence turning easterly to an existing manhole on private property, and B, continuing from the existing manhole on private property westerly 50 feet and southerly 60 feet in College Road prior to turning westerly onto private property between 78 and 80 College Road. C, 300 feet of duct bank on Hammond Street from the intersection of College Road and Hammond Street northwesterly to pole number 19523. D, three telecommunication handholds in Hammond Street at poles 192/23, 192/24, and 192/25. And finally, E, 5 6x6 manholes in College Road at the following locations: intersection of College Road and Hammond, intersection of, they're all in Hammond, College Road and Hammond at different locations. And I think that concludes the report.
Great. Thank you very much, Madam Vice Chair. Next I have the Finance Committee chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report this evening, though I would ask to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
Please go ahead.
I'd like to assign a public hearing for April the 9th, 2012, for docket item 77-12, as honor the mayor, proposing pursuant to section 6-2 an amendment to chapter 9 of the City of Newton Revised Ordinances 2007 by creating article 2 to establish a financial information systems department.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Seeing no other reports this evening of our committees, I would also just like to call my colleagues' attention to the docket on page 72, item number 72-12. This is an item that will be referred to, it's listed in the docket as referred to Public Facilities Committee. This item will be referred to the Real Property and Reuse Committee. This is a request by the mayor proposing an amendment to section 2-7 of the City of Newton Ordinances, which is the Real Property Reuse Ordinance. So we will first refer that item to the Real Property Reuse Committee, okay? So just so that we're all aware of that as we vote out the referral docket. All right, is there any other business on first call? Before we do that, I'd like to ask that the Ward 2 delegation, along with Alderman Yates and Alderman Sangiolo, please come on up to offer a memorial resolution to Sam Glass. Thank you.
memorial resolution in remembrance of Samuel Glass, I want to thank my colleagues who've made the efforts to put this together, and of course thank you, David, for doing this. There's a lot of material to Sam Glass, and it's all on one page. I was away when Sam passed, but I appreciate the opportunity to read this to you. Whereas the city of Newton was deeply saddened to learn the death of Samuel Glass, a tireless community leader, longtime Newtonville resident, and most recently a resident of Chestnut Hill, who passed away on March 1st, 2012, at the age of 89, and survived by his two daughters, Dr. Judy Glass and Dr. Joan Glass Morgan, and granddaughters, Michelle Sames and Suzanne Morgan. And whereas Samuel Glass was born in Romania and emigrated to the United States in 1931 when he was a child, he graduated from Roxbury Memorial High School and attended the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. As an adult, he served in the United States Army during World War II. And whereas Samuel Glass was a generous individual who had an incredibly positive attitude about life, a sense of fun, and was a constant teacher, mentor, and student, teaching himself how to cook, use a computer, and surf Facebook in his 80s. And whereas, which I can't do, and whereas Samuel Glass was a longtime Democratic activist, a member of the Newton Democratic Committee, and served the city of Newton as a member of the Human Rights Advisory Committee for many years, and there are members from Ward 2 from Sam's committee who are present with us this evening. Thank you so much. Therefore, be it resolved that as the city of Newton bids a fond farewell to Samuel Glass, it is fitting and proper that the members of the Board of Aldermen, representing all the citizens of the city of Newton, mourn the death of this kind and caring man who touched the lives of so many people, and express their great pride and deepest gratitude for the life, works, and service to the city of Newton rendered by Samuel Glass. And be it further resolved that a copy of this memorial resolution be presented to his daughters, Judy and Joan, and that this memorial resolution be made part of the permanent official records of the archives of the city of Newton. This memorial resolution is offered this 19th day of March 2012 by Alderman Marcia T. Johnson, Susan S. Albright, Stephen M. Linsky, Brian E. Yates, and Amy Massangiolo on behalf of the entire Board of Aldermen. This will be presented to his daughters, and thank you.
Job by all. Thank you for those that offered that. We did have a moment of silence for Sam at our last full board meeting. So thank you all, and that will be officially part of our first call of reports. Is there any other business before the board this evening before I ask the clerk to call the roll? In that case, I'll ask David to please call the roll on the first call of reports and the new referral docket.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye, with the exception of 416-11, which I ask to be recused.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye, with the exception of 56-12.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill. Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 24 yeas on all items except item 416-11 and item 56-12, where the vote is 23 yeas with one recused.
All items on first call carry. There is one item on second call tonight. I'd like to ask for a motion to suspend the rules and suspend recess and go right into second call. Is there a motion? Second. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll go right into our first item. Before I did that, I did want to recognize we do have our former mayor here this evening, Tom Concannon, who's joined us in the chamber, so I just wanted to say hello to Tom, who's here. And also, I understand our clerk was on the State House today celebrating Clerk's Day at the State House today. So thank you for representing us, David, obviously so well. I'm sure we were well represented at the State House today. So thank you. Yes, it was, yes. All right, so we have one item this evening, number 89-11. This is the Finance Committee recommending that Section 29-72B assessments upon owners of estates passed by new sewers of the City of Newton Revised Ordinances 2007 be amended to increase the fixed uniform rates assessed upon owners of all estates passed by new sewers to rates that more accurately represent the estimated average cost of installing such sewers. This was approved by the Finance Committee on February 27th. This was approved by Public Facilities on February 22nd, and the full board approved this item on March 5th by a vote of 19-3, and the item was then reconsidered by Alderman Yates. So at this time, I'll recognize Alderman Yates.
Thank you, Mr. President. I claim no greater expertise on this weighty matter than the distinguished committees that have considered it. However, I had the misfortune to be in the clerk's office the day after the last meeting when someone from the law department came by and pointed out that this item did not correctly provide for assessing of costs to owners of corner lots. Therefore, under the urgings of the law department, I agreed to move reconsideration and for the purpose of recommitting it so that that small matter can be cleaned up. And I believe there was a one-page letter of explanation that was in the packet, although you may not have known it referred to this.
Okay. Thank you, Alderman Yates. He has made a motion to reconsider for the purposes of recommittal to both Public Facilities and Finance. Is there any discussion on reconsideration? Seeing none, we'll try this on a voice vote. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been reconsidered. It's back before us. I'll recognize Alderman Yates.
I move recommittal of the item.
Alderman Yates has moved recommittal to both Public Facilities and the Finance Committees. Is there any discussion on that? A motion has been made, seconded by Alderman Sangiolo. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been recommitted to Public Facilities and Finance. Is there any other business before the board this evening? If not, I'm going to recognize Alderman Laredo. There's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The meeting is adjourned at 8:15 p.m.